ABC Radio Australia.
First up, though, it's Ndrua fever in Fiji right now with the men's Super Rugby Pacific team set to play their first ever finals match against the Crusaders in Christchurch tomorrow. The New Zealand team will be wary of the Fijians, having lost to them during the home and away season after a dramatic battle in Latoka, which the Ndrua won by a single point. Coach Mick Byrne believes his team are already in finals mode, having won their last two do-or-die matches to make the knockout stage in the first place. Our reporter in Fiji, Lithe Mavono, took to the streets to find out just how important this weekend's match is to Fiji's rugby-crazy fans.
It's early evening, late afternoon, and I'm standing at the Suva bus stand in the heart of the capital of Fiji, Suva. And the conversation here is, of course, the Fijian Ndrua.
My name is Tevi Tarokanabombo from Telugu. I feel confident that Ndrua will win the game against Crusaders this weekend.
Tevita, have you been following the Fijian Ndrua? Can you describe the kind of season they've had?
Yes, I've been following the Ndrua since day one. They've started, and from last season, this is their second season, and I'm pretty confident that they're going to win the game against the Crusaders.
Can you tell me your name, how old you are, and where you're from?
My name is Violet Agnes. I'm 19 years of age. I'm from Laos.
Do you have a message for the Fijian Ndrua? Do you want to give them any best wishes or anything like that?
I wish them all the best in their games here.
Some people are prepared to wish them all the best. In person, in Christchurch, Tale Tora is one of them. The communications professional is hoping to be one of 190 people on a chartered flight from Nandi to New Zealand for the game, if her visa comes through.
I don't have my visa. My visa expired during COVID, and I haven't had the opportunity to reapply.
And she's been pulling out all the stops to get her new visa approved.
And like hopes and prayers, I even tweeted my campaign on Twitter and tagged the New Zealand High Commissioner, you know, like, please approve my application.
Tale said that even though she doesn't have the cash, she's willing to make sacrifices, like eating noodles for a week in order to get to New Zealand.
You know, so like to describe it in a word, it's absolutely indescribable, the feeling we get when we watch them, whether they win or they lose, to be a part of, you know, all of our people cheering together, you know, coming in agreement in one thing, and all our hearts wearing it all on our sleeves together for our team.
The Fijian Ndrua, hot off their decider win against the Queensland Reds last weekend, hurried off to Nandi, where they've been preparing for the big clash. The Fijian team is known for their Fijian flair and creativity. But in order to match the finals hardened Crusaders, Coach Mick Byrne knows the Ndrua are going to have to bring something else.
The thing we know about finals footy is there's a lift in intensity, and the Crusaders have been there. So we are just preparing to be really physical. We understand we have to be more physical than we've been this year.
The Ndrua's chances of finals rugby have been on the line for the past few games. And according to Coach Byrne, the team are going in with a nothing-to-lose attitude.
Our last two games have been cutthroat, and we're ready for that. And we've been getting ready for that for 3 weeks.